Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
It is Dan Hill here, and in my day job, I work in a beautiful radio station in Brisbane called B105. I work with so many great people, and none other than our workday announcer. He does afternoons on B105, the most popular personality in Brisbane, ex-sinner, Brad Wood.
Hey, how you doing, Dan Hill?
I'm good, my friend.
What a welcome. Oh, my God.
It's been interesting. Throughout my career, I've been in radio for 16 years, commercial radio. The amount of people that I come across who have worked from sin, literally every radio station I've worked at, there's been someone who's been through sin, and you're no exception.
Can I tell you something great about the Brisbane market, Dan? So there's actually four of us ex-sinners in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Three of us hold the exact same time slot on competing radio stations. The afternoon slot in Brisbane is 12 to 3.
Yeah.
And so I'm here on B105, which I love. Maddie Rowe, who also spent a bit of time at Joy as well, with Amy Craig. She's on Nova at 12 to 3. Yeah. Well, she might have changed a little bit. I don't know what they're doing there.
Still afternoons, though.
Still afternoons. And Josh Olek, the big man himself, he's on Triple M 12 to 3 as well. So sinners are taking over Queensland. And then, of course, we've got you here as well.
What's interesting is you think of every radio station in Australia. Someone from sin has been through there at some point. And you can't say that about every organization. Like, you could be part of a cricket club, or you could be part of a scouts group or whatever. A community organization like sin has such a wide reach and has helped so many youth and to build a career.
That's right. The amount of resources that sin, it's like smell of an oily rag stuff sometimes sin, you know. I remember how it used to be in the old RMIT studios and having to fight for time in the studio. You'd have to book and there'd be no bloody booking time anywhere. That kind of thing. Or you really had to scrape together.
Or inadvertently, the studios were down for maintenance.
yeah. How many times were we down to one studio on air? Oh, my God. It's that kind of stuff. It's that kind of, I don't want to call it adversity, but it's the stuff that makes us stronger as radio people and professionals. We've been through that at sin, and that's the only kind of rough and ready training that only a station like sin can provide. It's been great.
So you did two shows at sin, the Peter McGregor Experience and March of the Monkey. Now, I'm so interested about Peter McGregor, and who is this person? Tell me all about it.
Okay, so this was part of Schools on Air, right? So, and this was very brief. There is a bit of a sad story behind the decline of Melbourne's favourite radio show of the time, March of the Monkey and the Peter McGregor Experience. But I'll start off with Peter McGregor. So in Queen Street, there was a Institute for Design, Entertainment and the Arts. That stands for IDEA. And it was kind of like a private training college. I chose to go there after year 12 from CRC Sydenham. And I really gelled with a teacher there called Gillian Hocking, who has unfortunately since passed away. But she ran the media class there. And Peter McGregor was also a tutor in the IDEA area, and they used to get along quite a bit. And I don't know what it was about this guy that we found so funny, whether he was a nerd or a jock or like whatever it was about this guy, but we just thought, you know what's going to be a great idea? Let's name this radio show after him. He's going to find it hilarious. I don't think he listened once at all.
Yeah.
And we've got very little recollection of this program being on air, but we decided to have a play with it, have a go with it. Then we had another Schools on Air time slot called March of the Monkey, which I was less involved in, but there were great people like Jesse Spiteri, Coralie Tapper, who were part of it. So many awesome people who have gone on to even greater things outside of the radio industry. And again, like you said, sin's that amazing training ground, not just for radio, but for so much more. And so for us, this little 6-month experiment, which I think actually only lasted 3 months, because in the middle of the year, July 2010, it went into administration, the Institute for Design, Entertainment and the Arts. So schools on air, we couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And so that was it. That was done for my time at sin. But for me, I went on and used the training studio quite a bit at RMIT, the spare studio.
Yeah.
And I used to book that at wicked hours of the morning so that I could have some time without actually having to physically book in to do my radio demos. And that was what led me to get my first ever commercial radio work experience gig up in Wangaratta and Echuca and Deniliquin. So there you go.
And from Deniliquin, from sin to Brisbane, number one in afternoons, Brad Wood, thank you so much for joining us on a Monday night here in the Yeah Whatever studios, live from Brisbane tonight. If you've got one piece of advice for new sinners or people interested in sin or interested in radio, Coming up, you know, in 2023, it's a very different landscape to when you and I went through sin, and a very different landscape to what the next generation of sinners will do. What's your advice for people wanting to get into the industry?
Always, when you're making your content, I think, try and dig and dig and dig for the lean in angle and what's going to make your audience lean in, because so much of radio nowadays, and we're so lucky, we're in this great studio here that is technologically advanced. You can do so much with so much here. But I think that leads people to get lulled into a sense of, oh, I don't have to prep as much, or I don't have to put in as much work, right? Don't ever lose radio's ability to make someone lean in and go, oh, what's that? Oh, I've got to hear that. You know, that's amazing. You are the one thing on a radio shift, especially in my case of the 3 hours that we do on air here. You can create that moment where people just have to stop. You're the one who's capable of making that moment happen. Don't underestimate yourself on the radio. We are still the difference between us and Spotify and so much more. And Sin is full of difference points. Trust me, there's so many stations that are just cookie cutter in the industry, and Sin's not one of those. So always remember, you are stronger than you think in this industry. Your pull is power.
Coming of age, celebrating 20 years of Sin.